And good morning. You are listening to WRIRLP 97.3 FM, Richmond Indie Radio, Radio for the Rest of Us. I'm your host, Tall Feathers. And the show coming forth is Inner Tribal. I want to thank DJ Dave, and it's still Friday, for getting you through the night. As that is, you know, that's got to be a hard shift. That's got to be.
Used to it.
You're getting used to it. Okay. And, any complaints?
No, it was a fun show.
Okay.
Professor kept me company the first half.
Okay, cool. Cool. Well, I wouldn't think there'd be too many complaints. Of course, I only catch like the last 30 minutes of it. So, hint, yes, I get up at 4:30 in the morning, but I don't get in, really turn on the radio until I get in my car. So, all right. Well, you know, folks, it's a laid-back Saturday. Yes, I've got things to do. My son's school is having their holiday bazaar, so I'm going to be spending my day there. However, if you missed the powwow last week, you missed it. It was great. I had a good time meeting lots of you, coming up, saying hi, and, of course, introducing the general public to this radio station was an awesome experience in and of itself. So, well, you know, I'll talk about it a little bit more later. But again, you are listening to Inner Tribal right here on WRIR. Let's get it started with Mark Langenfeld's Lakota Sioux Prayer. And let's relax, shall we? It's going to be a laid-back Saturday.
Oh,
And you're listening to Inner Tribal right here on WRIR.
Thank you. Change the world with song and dance. Butterfly said, I am the keeper of the songs of healing. Butterfly said, I am the keeper of the songs of changing mother. Butterfly said, I am the keeper of the songs of true love and faith.
It's 18 minutes after the hour of 6 a.m. How is everyone doing this morning? It's cold out there, so if you don't have to go anywhere, like, you know, the marathon last weekend. Huh, you know, do we really need to draw attention to the city of Richmond? It's just, oh my gosh, the traffic and snarling nightmare, and if you were in it, you know what I mean. I want to thank the two officers that were driving. I forgot the cruiser numbers there, but there were two cruiser numbers that were very, very instrumental to letting my guests get through the blockade so that they could get to the radio station so they could be here on air. And if you listened in last week, you heard Whispering Butterfly say their thank yous to those two officers who were assigned to those cruisers. But anyway, it was fun. You know, all you could do was laugh. Stress a little bit and laugh. Just laugh it off, laugh it off, laugh it off. And we got through it. We got to the show place for the powwow. WRIR. I had two DJs, well, one DJ and one news and talk board op, Alan Levenberg and Charles Williams of the Other Black Music. He does two music shows here, and it just... So they were already there waiting for me. They probably had been there for, oh, I don't want to say an hour, but probably close to it, waiting patiently for me to come in, and I got there just right around 10 o'clock, maybe a little bit after, but we got set up, and Alan's wife was there, and Paula, and just, they were oh so helpful. You know, we promoted the radio station, we promoted my show, got a lot of positive response, and for every one of you who had stopped by, thank you for letting yourselves be known to the table, to us behind and at the table. So it was a really wonderful treat. Met some very interesting people. Yes, I did, but I'll talk about that later. I need to move on. But music-wise, what you just heard was Butterfly Song, and that was by Robert Mirable, featuring his brother. I think his name's Patrick Mirable. Just before that was Lady's Choice, off of Red Hawk's CD, Flight of the Hawk. Preceding that one was Mary Youngblood, On Our Journey, and The Touch of Dawn by Great Mystery, and of course, as I always do, Mark Langenfeld giving us a Lakota Sioux prayer getting our morning started so it can be in a good way. So grab that cup of coffee, that tea, your kitty, your doggy, whatever, your child, whatever you're going to snuggle with. This is a laid-back Saturday. I don't know about you, but I've been running, and we are just getting ready for the mad dash to the new year from this point on. So I'm giving you a chance to put your feet up, recline back, snuggle up under the blanket, whatever you need to do, and just relax and watch the sunrise and listen to the music. We're not going to get too hot and heavy, but we're going to pick it up a little bit, but none too soon. So I just, like I said, I'm just inviting you to kick back and relax. All right, again, you're listening to Inner Tribal right here on 97.3. If you are just tuning in, I want to let you know that. All right, at this time of the day, that's when we have, you know, our PSA, public service announcement. Most beloved kind sir or madam, who hasn't received this email from a person needing to transfer large sums of money out of some country? The most visible form of what is known as advanced fee fraud is the Nigerian letter or 419 fraud, named after the section of the Nigerian criminal code that it violates. These scams have come to be associated with Nigeria due to the mass proliferation of such confidence tricks from that country, as well as its reputation for corruption. If you've received a letter from Nigeria asking you to send personal or banking information, do not reply in any manner. Send the letter to the U.S. Secret Service or the FBI. Be skeptical of individuals representing themselves as foreign government officials asking for your help. Do not believe the promise of large sums of money for your cooperation. Guard your bank account information carefully. For more tips and contact information, visit www.vaag.com/consumer. Or call the Virginia Attorney General's Consumer Hotline at 800-451-1525. Wow, how close to home does that hit? No, I've never replied, and I will never, but now I know where I can forward the email to. That's always been my question. I know this is illegal, but what can I do about it? So when I saw this in the PSA book, I was like, there we go. All right, if you need that information again, 804-649-9737. You can give me a call in studio, and I will share that information with you again. But, you know, we're just going to go ahead and get the music started, as I got lots and lots and lots planned for you musically. Coming up next is Sequoia Trail. I hope you enjoy. I just want to check out my tracks, make sure I'm pressing the right one. All right, you are listening to Inner Tribal right here on 97.3. Thank you.
Difference between Cajun, Zydeco, Creole, and Swamp Pop? Hear the answers for yourself on Louisiana Dance Hall every Monday night from 9 to 11. I'm Talia, your host, and I'll bring you homegrown dance music from the prairies and bayous. Meet me at Louisiana Dance Hall Monday nights 9 to 11 at 97.3 Richmond Indie Radio. Allons danser!
And good morning. You are listening to Intertribal right here on WRIR. And yes, if you can tune in, if you have not tried out the Louisiana Dance Hall, definitely, definitely give it a try Monday nights at 9, right on WRIR.org. You know, where you're streaming in with us right now. You might be local and listening over the radio. Lucky you, if you can do that. All right, the last piece you just heard was Take Me Home, and that's by Nukarik, and they are the Inuit throat singers that came to the folk festival this past, when was that, September, October? So, just before that was Dave Whitewolf Trezak with Sequoia Trail. Coming up next, we are Still Here by Spirit Nation, and hope you are enjoying the show. I just want to let you know, if you do visit www.wrir.org, and enter in, I have my very first photo ever, not taken ever, but posted. Finally got up off my, you know, very busy backside. Took a couple of minutes, opened up an account that will allow me to post my photos. So, yay! Which means, you know, if artists, musical artists get me their photos prior to being a guest on my show, guess what? I can then put their photo up, and you can see what they look like. So, we'll see what goes on from here. I'm just excited I can do that. I guess now I got to learn how to shrink down my photos, and I'm not sure how to. I haven't learned that yet. Work the limit my photos in size, but I'll get there. That's why I'm going to school. Yes. All right. Well, you are listening to Intertribal right here on WRIR. Let's get the music started because, after all, that's what we're here for. Enjoy, cover up, and kick back. listening to Inner Tribal right here on WRIR.
Looking down from eastern sky, moonlight flows from grandmother's eyes, shining presence of the night. Bathe us in your silver light. Never-ending ocean tides, living ancient power abides. Crashing, swirling, salty seas, moonbeams breathe life into thee. She's the sweet protector of the night shadows.
And you are listening to Inner Tribal right here on WRIR. And that was Arvo Bird's Kia, which means turtle, off the Animal Totem CD. Just before that, Shelley Morningsong with Sweet Protector off her Out of the Ashes CD. And a little bit of news on her. I just heard last week that she is heading back into the studio. So that's a wonderful thing. I'm looking forward to it very much. Very, very much. I can't wait for the new CD to come out. Just before that was a contest song by Thunder Hill. Hope you enjoyed that. And coming up next is, well, I'm going to classify this as my first holiday song, done in a very classical style of Gabriel Ayala, Vince Redhouse, and Will Clipman. I'm not sure he's playing percussion on this piece, but I know it's classical guitar and native flute. Ave Maria. I hope you enjoy right here on WRIR. This comes off their new CD, Sonoran Nights. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Wasn't that beautiful? Ah, again, that was Gabriel Ayala, Vince Redhouse, and Will Clipman. There was some percussion in there. I heard it. Didn't hear it last night when I played it. I guess I was too tired. But yes, they create ARC. And that is Sonoran Nights, their recent, most recent release. It's just been released within the last 2 weeks.